Blog Talk Radio.
Whenever they say you can't take the pill off, I remember when they told me I wouldn't be famous. Now my dream and reality is simultaneous. And work your own way to the top. If they put you on the pedestal, they could take you off. And there's a higher level than the top. You gotta make more, don't make do with what you got. Yeah, so go and get it in, sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy.
I'm always pushing myself to the limit, making sure I stay ahead. You made me who I am from the words you said. Some people have to learn, some people wait to turn, some people but not me. Some people have to fight, some people give the light, some people don't believe.
Couldn't get a booking, couldn't get a pushing when you needed a sub for your buttons, they be pushing. So now they tryna suss him. It's only you believing in you, they turn you into a bastard and moan when you're rude. Attitude a little out of tune, but that's how champions move. Yeah, so go and get it in, sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy.
I'm always pushing myself to the limit, making sure I stay ahead.
To help, I guess you're on your own. Build a foundation with the bricks they throw. In a black and white world, two colors show. Change if you want, everybody grows. And life's like an ill, but try and get a hold. Opinions ain't facts, take them in and let them go. Go.
You made me who I am.
Coca-Cola. Every business started from an idea.
People might have had doubted them. People might have said it's never going to work. The toaster invention, you know. These are things that people create from an idea, a thought in their mind. They look at the necessities in the world and things that people need and people don't necessarily think about on an everyday basis, but we need them in our lives. That's when we come to business. Let's talk about business each and every Wednesday at 6 o'clock on the dot with your girl, Leshy Lesh, always trying to get you to better your business and everything that you're doing out there, people. You can call in at 347-826-7722. If you have a business, I want you to share with us about your business, how you got started, and some of the key things into being successful in business nowadays. Call in at 347-826-7722. So we're live right now. And, you know, I definitely want to say that last night's show on the Midnight Hour was excellent. Shout out to Blog Talk for always giving me all that assistance that I need. You know, tonight we're talking about investments. We're talking about investments and also what is interest. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I just throw my money in a bank account and a couple of years of stuff. You know, if I put in a savings account, it grows interest. But you don't exactly know what interest is, do you? Do you actually know what interest is? Because if you do, I want you to call me at 347-826-7722. What exactly is interest? I'm going to tell you right now. Business is basically, you know, business, you know, actually interest. Let's go back. I got sidetracked. Interest is basically the bank takes your money. They take a portion of your money and they play it like a lottery. They play it and take their chances in the stock market and they play around with it. They take the money, they flip it around, you know, and they basically try their chances, you know. So whatever they make in the process is basically given back to you in interest. So basically the bank borrows your money, you know, and they flip it. Also, after a certain amount of money, because a lot of people have asked me, you know, how much money can you put in the bank before the IRS starts looking at you and questioning? A lot of you guys, you know, say you guys are hustling or doing your thing and stuff like that. This is why I tell you guys that you have to cover your tracks because the IRS will come for you. You know, you can't just be throwing all this money in the bank and have no proper documentation stating where you're getting this money from. If you're in the industry and you're in the limelight, you need to create a LLC for your business or whatever you're venturing into. And that means basically that you need to basically go to your state administration building. Go there. I advise you to go early in the morning. Go there. You're going to go in there. You're going to tell them the name of your company, everything that you want your company to do. You're going to go and put the trade name of what you're going to do business under. They're going to do the whole process. Average amount, depending on the state, can go from 100 to 300 the most. If you have other trade names, which will be in the DVA, you know. A lot of people are like, oh, I need to get an INC, this, that, and third. There are big corporations and franchises that have an LLC, which is a limited liability corporation. They will touch the company. They will not touch you. But the first couple of years, they tie your Social Security with your business, okay, because it hasn't built itself up. You know, this is going on my fourth year being in business and my fourth year or so in having Lesh Radio Online. You know, and also, you know, another thing is reporting your sales tax. If you did not make anything, they have a call-in number where you call and you report, I made zero. I did not make that much money. If you do not report, if you do not put down the things that you've made in the past year and keep your books together, the IRS will come after you. And that's one thing you have to do. If you are not good with your books, there's so many software online, especially with QuickBooks, that you can download and input what you make, what you take out, your inventory, and things like that, so you can calculate you know, the things that, you know, you were doing in the past year in your business. You can see your growth. You can see some of your flaws, you know, some things you need to change, you know, because at the end of the day, if you're in your business and you're not making any money, there's no point in you doing that business. It's time for you to change that business that you're in, because if you're not, then, you know, there's a problem. But we're gonna go to the phone lines because we do have callers on the line, and we'll be bringing them in a few seconds. But like I said, I played the song Champion with Chipmunk. Chipmunk is a UK artist, and also Chris Brown. And, you know, you got a mix of Chris Brown rapping and singing. But the champion thing, my theme today is that everyone's a champion. You can take that idea and create it into something, into a multi-billion dollar business. Bill Gates, you know, Donald Trump. All these people had an idea. BET, the person who created it, had an idea. You know, Radio One. All of these people had an idea. They took that idea and they created something about it. Also, on WETA, I found this channel, which is wonderful. I let my daughter watch it. It's called Kid Biz, and it talks about young children who have created their own business at the ages of 5 years old all the way up to 18. I found a little young girl who was 11 years old who has her own business at 11 years old. She took a bus, painted it pink. She loves to dance, so she teaches children younger than her and goes from state to state and teaches them how to do ballet and dance. Her mother took her company's money and funded her business, which was her starting capital, her seed money. And she actually wrote her business plan and jotted it on paper, and her mom helped her out. So now this young child has her own business at 11 years old. So what are you doing with yourself? Let's talk about business. If you have a business and you want to talk about it, call in at 347-826-7722. Let's go to the phone lines. We have a caller from the 401. Greetings, and how are you doing today? Talk to us.
What's goody, Lush? It's your boy, Bugsy, man. You already know what time it is, mate.
What it do, fam?
I can't call. I know it was Wednesday. I'm like, hold on, wait. I've been getting the business. I might as well come in and, you know, get to the business day. You know how we do it.
Talk to us, man. You know, like I said, I was just talking about Kid Biz, this show on WETA. I advise everybody to let their child watch this. It's called Kid Biz. My daughter watches it all the time because I'm telling her, you know, right now you could be an entrepreneur. You know, tell me something. Look around. What you think kids need? I'll fund you. You know, come on. Let's produce entrepreneurs at a young age. No one did it for us, so let's do it for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, you already know. You ain't lying about that, man. That's part of the main reason why I started my joint, you know what I mean? So my little man's got them, they got something to walk into, you know what I mean? They already know, man. Ain't going to be no streets, man. I lived it, so they ain't got to go through it, you know?
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You have your own business and everything like that. 240, I see you. Block caller, I see you. I'm going to bring you in a second. You started your own business now, and I know I had to kick you in your butt and tell you get it together, but you're doing it. Tell me about the process. Was it an easier process? Was it easier than what you thought it was? What do you think was holding you back from doing it at first?
To be honest, what was holding me back, I'm going to say myself, man, and a lot of people won't say that, you know what I mean? But I'm going to be real honest. Like, you know, I'm holding myself back. Like, you know, I had this get money thing, you know what I mean, for a few years, you know what I mean? But it was just something we was doing, you know what I'm saying, locally, you know, doing music, having fun. But, you know, people started coming like, yo, you know, you need to do something with it. You kind of nice. And, you know, I jumped on board with you, started showing you support, you know, listening, getting a little knowledge from how you move in the whole movement, you know. And I just like, you know what, man, like, yo, let's just make it happen, man. You know what I mean? Let's do it, man. You know, everybody else is doing it. What are you waiting for? You know, you got everything at your disposal, everything in your hand, everything in reach, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, only thing that I had to do was just, you know, step up and make it do what it do. So, you know, I came back to the hood where I came from. You know, start talking to people I grew up with, my close ones, you know what I'm saying, and gave that plan. Like, yo, listen, this is how we going to do it. This is the opportunity. This is all I need from you. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom, whole plan, told everybody what it was. Few cats jumped on board, you know, and they couldn't hold the water. So now we in a whole nother story and a whole nother topic, but that's nor here nor there. But at the end of the day, man, you know, I just had to make it do what it do. And now I got a nice little team, you know what I'm saying? Some we had to kick off, but, you know, we moving strong. I got my DJ at 3 clubs a week now. You know, we doing after Party's Baby Shower. We just really getting it in right now. And I just want some lush, man, you know, for taking the couch underneath my ass, man, and making the feet walk.
That's what it is. If I, it said, you know, you got to teach one, you know what I'm saying? And each one teach one. And if we don't, then, you know, I don't want to be successful for myself. I want all of my people to be successful. It's not fun being up there by yourself. You know, you want everybody to be prosperous out here, you know. They don't set, you know, the world for us to make it. So we have to grab it and take it, you know, at any means necessary, you know. So I got another call on the line from the block number. Caller from the block number, you're live on the line with us. Let's talk about business.
What's up?
What's up? Who this?
This is Polo.
Hey, Polo. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm all right. I just found out about this radio line. I'm hip to it now, though. I like it.
That's what's up, Polo.
I've been listening, you know what I'm saying? I'm appreciative of what you're doing. I like the idea. I've been trying to get something like this started for myself. I hope you don't get mad if I bargain the idea. But,
hey,
where's this radio station based out of?
I'm based out of the DMV, but we're actually all over. We have people that do this. Like Bugsy is part of the team, and he's in Boston. Then I have a co-host on Friday that is from New Jersey, and Emma E2K is in Philadelphia, and TDI on Monday is in the Bronx in New York. And we also have our boy DJ Hustle that's out in California. So we have people from different states, and we also have people internationally that listen to us. So we have listeners from all over.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, since you was talking about business for kids, I got a business plan too. In the past, I've done kiddie parties.
Uh-huh.
And at the kiddie parties, we charge $1 for everything.
Uh-huh.
We make a net profit because we got the hot dogs, hamburgers, you know, all the half smokes. Party go from maybe like 4 o'clock to about 11.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking to extend it though, and I'm trying to figure out what angle I can come at a club owner and get them to shut a club down from selling liquor to selling hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yo, can I jump on that right quick, Les?
Go ahead, Bugsy.
All right. Actually, speaking of that, I'm actually in the midst of setting up. I believe we're gonna do it this week in a Sweet 16. Now, on that. Now, my DJ, he actually has a couple of clubs locked up and sold. So I figured instead of running around on what you do on that, you know, you can go to the bar owner and 9 times out of 10, I feel you want shutting it down. But what you do is you go to the bar owner and they look at not making any money. So you tell them, well, I'll throw you a couple of dollars on the side. So this way, you know what I'm saying, you're making something, you know what I mean? So this way they feel comfortable. They got a little money in their pocket. They're not going to be worried about shutting down their bar because 9 times out of 10, when it comes to places like that, they want to make their liquor money, their drink money, you know what I mean? So if you throw them a little something, a little deposit to say, listen, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be a hot seller. It's a kid party. And you might get an adult that want one beer, you know what I'm saying? So you just give them a couple of dollars, and, you know, that might ease the pain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? They looked at a profit.
Yeah, that's fucking up my money, though.
At the end of the day, you're doing it for the kids, so how much of a profit you want to make off the kids, you know what I'm saying? That's the future, and that's just like, you can actually call that, you know what I'm saying, giving back to the community, you know how we do.
Yeah, I'm with all that. Let me jump on that real quick. Yeah.
When it comes to children, when it comes to little kids and stuff, I really don't go through the whole situation of really trying to get profit in regards to children. But if you are aiming for that, like I have a young gentleman who actually, like, if you look at some of these people that have, like, these condo areas, they got these new condo houses, and some of them have little entertainment areas, right? Entertainment areas. In his condo area, they actually have this thing that's set up like a mini club, and it has a mini movie theater in it. And you can get little things like that, and you can ask him, you know, basically talk to the person, yo, I'm going to throw you like maybe like $30, $40, some little shit, something little, and you can do the party like that. And they have a bar setting where you can put your own sodas and juices and all that, like they in their own little club.
Yeah.
what I'm doing for my daughter for her B-Day and stuff. So some of these little condo areas, like they got the new developments, some of them have, you know, those little areas in there. You can actually talk to the people and see to hold it for like a couple little hours and stuff. It might be way shorter than actually going through a club or check out the Boys and Girls Club or recreation centers. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I do. I do the rec centers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But the only problem is I'm doing numbers. You got to realize I'm doing high schools and middle schools.
Oh, okay.
In the area that I'm in, man, you can walk to about 10 middle schools. And then when you get to the high schools, they got wheels. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So they coming from 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I put a go-go bag. I'm from out Montgomery County. You hear me?
Okay.
So they coming out there. I can hit them for $20 to come to the go-go. Oh, time, that's my man in them at the go-go bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to switch it up to be more like I got one here, and then one good one. I need a good one where I can hit them with this is a New Year's party or the spring break party or the Christmas party and let it be one night and have it the real street kids like the TV. You know what I'm saying? Put them in there with the champagne, but it ain't nothing but some grape juice.
Yeah,
feel good. I'm on that type stuff.
Oh, okay. You know what? That concept is good. Let me tell you. There are, if you're in the DMV area, which I found out, there are a lot of little lounges, right? Mm-hmm. They got little lounges, little clubs and stuff, right? That are really, like, on below the map, right? You know what I'm saying? The Richter scale. Like, not a lot of people are going there and stuff like that. That you can actually finagle the people and say, look, man, I want to throw some quick joint, you know what I'm saying, over here real quick and stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, you can tell them, look, I'm trying to do this, do that, or whatever. Some of them will let you actually do the event in there, and some of them will give you that option. If it's like an Ibiza, any of these main clubs that's out here, they're not going to let you do that. You already know they're trying to get their bread. But there are some lounges out here that will allow you to do it. And they actually, you know what I'm saying, they'll let you charge and do whatever you want to do. But you got to look for it. And they over there by, there's some stuff over there by U Street.
Yeah, I'll be right there on 14th and U, Red Lounge, all day.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tell them Polo sent you. Get at me. Yeah,
okay.
I do my little promos, but that's my spot. Right there on 14th and U behind the bus stop across the street from the Reeves Center.
Polo, you need to hit me on the email. That's what I'm playing, man.
Man, it's nothing. I'm on the Facebook right now looking to find, waiting on your information.
Man, me up at CEO Lush Radio Online @gmail.com, man, so we can link up.
Yeah, all right. I'm with it. I'm right
there. You know what I'm saying? And since you already doing that with the kids, because summertime coming around, and I was going to do something with the kids and get us some of these celebrities that I already deal with to come through and do some performances, you know what I'm saying, for the kids.
Last year, we shot a movie with the Boys and Girls Club number 13 on Benning Road.
Mm-hmm.
We shot it in HD about the city life. It's called A Walk. We premiered it at the end of last year. We had about 100 people at the premiere. We tried to get the mayor from D.C. to come out. He didn't come out. He got the faking. But, man, I want to get you all the information and show it to you because we're trying to get it popping with the kids. I love the kids.
I know you do, and you love making that profit too, Polo.
You sound like Martin over there.
Hey, they making babies every day.
But you know another thing too, Polo, besides, you know what I'm saying, also, you know, take in mind, you know, a lot of these kids, you know, need some kind of guidance. So, like, you know, do you sometimes employ these children too, to kind of so they can see, you know, the business etiquette?
Actually, what we're doing, we're telling them all the information, but really what we're doing is community service hours.
Okay.
All these kids got to have their little $1,200, $1,300. You know what I mean? Saying? They got to have their hours, and we're putting hours in with the kids. And we're not giving out no free hours. If you come today for 3 hours, you're not leaving until your 3 hours is up. We're showing you how to use the camera, how to fix it, how to edit the video, how to talk on camera, how not to freeze up in front of public. It's really, in the beginning, it was geared more towards males to try to help the troubled youth, but it ended up turning to a lot of the males wouldn't come if it wasn't no female. So we ended up getting females, and now it's more females than males, but it's still beneficial to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But our main goal is we're trying to get the youth to realize that stuff that they see on TV, that BET, MTV, we can make that at home. We don't have to have no big $100 million studio. You can put it on the DVD and plug it in the club and let it play. Because I can bring my movie to any club, anywhere, and let it play. And at the end of it, they're going to clap and want to know who made it. And when they see the making of, and they realize that it was 15, 16, 13, and 14-year-olds that produced this, man, it ain't nothing but love. I feel even better because they get the cheesing and showing all their teeth. They mothers clapping and all that good stuff.
You know, I like that, though. You need more things like that. I ain't want to cut you off, but you know what I'm saying? We need more things like that, you know what I mean? And more stuff for kids to occupy their time with, to get them off the streets, man, you know? Drop that body count, man, because it's just like they got too much time on their hands, you know, and they just running around the streets with nothing to do. So if we open that door and get these kids something to do with their time, especially in the summertime, you know, they ain't got no free time. They ain't got time to get in trouble, be out there robbing and killing and all that nonsense, you know? So we need more things like this.
Yeah, I'm with it. Hey, sweetheart, can you tell me your name on the Facebook and spell it out for me? I'm sitting right here trying to get it.
It's Lushy Lush on Facebook. Lushy Lush on Facebook.
How you spell that?
Lushylush.
Lushy.
Yeah, but if you're tuning in right now, you're listening to Let's Talk About Business, getting your business together, because I want all of my people to get their business together. It's 2011. You have to leave the stuff from 2010 in 2010. Get on your business. Get on your job. You have to set something for your children. A lot of us don't think about the next day or the rainy day. I got a good savings plan for you guys, even though some people are tempted to go and grab the money out of the box. Get a box, any shoe box that you have, right? And, you know, every time we go to the store, we might have a loose dollar, right? Throw that loose dollar inside that box and forget about it. Every time you get a loose dollar, keep throwing it inside the box, because that loose dollar might add up to $1,000, $900, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is for saving in 2011, because you never know what's that a rainy day. You can still put your money into the bank. And remember what I was telling you guys. A lot of people ask me, what is interest? Interest is not, oh, I throw it in a bank and they just automatically just give me extra money. No. You know what the bank is doing? They're borrowing your money and they're playing it in that stock market to see what kind of money they get. And then once they get that money, whatever they make out of it, they throw it into your bank account. You'll never know. You're like, dang, I'm getting some extra money. No, they took some of your money and they played in the stock market to see if they were going to make some money out of it. That's where your interest comes from, you know. There are different things you can do with your money, especially as a child starting up. You can either save, you can invest, or you can donate. You can go to a local charity, any local charity, if you have your own business. If you do any, the more that you give back is the more you'll get a write-off on your taxes, especially if you're a business. Or you can create your own non-for-profit company, right, which all the Caucasian people do most of the time. You create your own non-for-profit company, right, which is under a surname. Then you have your own for-profit company. And what you do is, say you're doing, like the gentleman saying he's doing stuff to give back to the kids, right? So he has his non-for-profit, but he has his other company where they make T-shirts and blah, 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 right? He takes his company that's for-profit and invests in his non-for-profit, and once he invests in his non-for-profit, he's still throwing that money back into his business, but yet he can still get a tax write-off for it. You understand? He can still get a tax write-off of doing that. You understand? But he's still going back into the same business. So you can donate into your own company, which is a non-for-profit. Therefore, you still get a tax write-off, and you still get money back at the end of the day, but you're still doing something good for the community. So we can always take that money, and that money can rotate within your own business. You just got to be smart about it. Now, people ask me about 501c3, which is the name of what a non-for-profit is. A non-for-profit, first of all, before you even think about getting it, you need to make sure you have good credit. If you don't, you need to find somebody that's smart enough, somebody that you trust with your money, to be your CFO, because they will not give it to you unless your CFO has good credit, okay? So if you don't have it, think about clearing up your credit, right? So then you can be your own CFO. But if not, get somebody you trust to be your CFO, because they will not expedite the paperwork if you don't. Okay, on top of that, okay, you have to have projections. Projections mean, how much is it going to cost me to start this business? How many people am I going to hire? How much is it going to cost me to pay them? How much amount of money do you think I'm going to make doing this? How am I going to get the capital to pay for this, right? Boom. You've got your projections. You also have to have a business plan. Business plan consists of the name of the company, who are the different people in the company, what does the company actually do in detail, break down each process of what the company does. You put in your projections and also, you know, the ending conclusion and results of the business. That's in your business plan. You can either get a lawyer or you can either go online and get a template. Like I said, I always suggest for everybody to go to LegalZoom.com. Any incorporation paperwork you need, they have it there. You can go and submit it to your local state administration building and go get that stuff squared away. So like I said, business plan. Anybody that want to do anything in business, a business plan is very important, because when you're going for investors, people that are interested in what you're doing, you can talk all day long, but when you're going to people that have big money, or how we say in the hood, walla walla that guap, you're going for them cats, they see stuff in black and white. So you have to have that paperwork. You can have a basic business plan that you drew out yourself, then you go to somebody that is has previous or prior skills in doing that. Let them look over and show you some of the things that you need to change. Also, there's certain terminology that you must use when you're writing up this business plan in order to get people to be attracted in your business plan. And there's plenty of investors out there. There's plenty of people that have multi-billion dollar companies or have money that don't know what to do with it, and they want to invest in something that they feel is solid and they will get a return on it. You understand what I'm saying? So, people, I need you to get your business plans together and get your stuff right in order for you to prosper in 2011. Also, investments. People ask me, what are some of the cheap things I can invest? I don't have that much money. You can invest in things. Basically, this is what you know, Google did. Before Google started, Google didn't have enough capital to start their business. So what they did is they threw it out to the internet, to the people. Everybody can put in a dollar or put in a certain amount of money. There are people right now that own shares of Google that are just regular people like me and you. But Google threw it out to the people. So people own shares of Google. Shares in a company means that means like Radio One. You got Kathy Hughes, right? But Kathy Hughes doesn't own the majority of her of Radio One. Kathy Hughes owns a portion. While she owns that portion, meaning that she basically still has majority of the priority of making rules, but yet you got a couple of Jews and a couple of white guys over here on one segment, and they own portions. They own ties in that. They make money after everything that Radio One does, whether it's TV or radio or anything like that. But she still owns the majority. So if you have your business and you're thinking about owning shares, make sure that you never sell all of your shares, a majority of your shares, to people, because they can take full control over your business or they can buy you out. You want to have the majority of shares in your company. So therefore, they can do a little bit, but they don't have majority to take over you. You understand? So that's when it's coming to shares. But I still have people online, so I'm going to bring them on. If you have any questions, it's called Let's Talk About Business and Getting Your Business Together. We have a caller from 240, looks like Chris. Chris, how are you doing today? Let's talk about business. Chris, you there? I know he said he was in the library, so I guess he's just listening right now. He can't talk because he's studying for school. And everything. Also, you know, when it comes to school and stuff, tuition is so high nowadays. Tuition is so high. If you're in the military, they have voc rehab, which is a lot of paperwork, if you just gotten out of the military. Also, they have post 9/11 GI Bill, which will pay for your schooling and stuff. And nowadays, in the military, you know, they're looking for a lot of officers, but they're also paying for your school nowadays. But I don't always condone the military. I'm ex-military, but hey, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do if you're trying to pay for your school. 301, you're live on the line on Lush Radio Online. Let's talk about business. State your name and what you're calling from. 301-343. Hello. Okay. I guess they were scared. Anyway, Bugsy, what's good, man?
Everybody got the quiet tone today, Lush.
They just like getting that information. And it's good if you want to get that information from me. You know, that's what it's about, getting information. Also, let's talk about franchises. You know, franchises, McDonald's, franchises, Denny's, franchises, Church's Chicken, franchises, KFC, you know, different franchises, Cold Stone Ice Cream. You can actually buy into Cold Stone Ice Cream. Franchises, McDonald's. McDonald's, there are so many African-American entrepreneurs that have franchises in McDonald's. McDonald's is a multi-billion dollar. It's a berserko billion dollar, you know, business. It's all over the world. Not just the U.S. It's also all over the world, McDonald's. McDonald's is a place you can go ahead and buy into. Krispy Kreme donuts. Cell phone companies. This is a situation. We're always in the cell phones. Everything's going to get smaller. Also, a thing I asked you guys to do, research. Go and research and go online, right, and find out what's something new that's coming out soon, something that you think that honestly will be something that you can invest in with a small amount of money and you can get a turnaround real quick. You understand what I'm saying? Also, a lot of people are asking about CDs, right, when it comes to banking. You know, CDs were the thing of the future. Put it like 2 G's, 1500 in a CD, I'm going to get a turnaround. They're not good, not for the regular banks now, okay, unless you have a credit union. I advise you, if you don't have a credit union, get a good credit union. They are good with loans. They are good with interest rates. They're good with anything you want when it comes to capital, because they can start with small business loans. Whether it's starting off with 500, you get that 500, you know what I'm saying, you hold that, you flip it, you don't even have to take that 500 and actually spend it. You take the 500, you pay it back slowly but surely. Once that's paid off, then you ask for $1,000. You go ahead and hold that five that you had before, pay that half, then you pay the other half slowly. You flip that. That means now you have good credit with this credit union. If you ask for more money, they'll instantly give you that money, so then you can flip it. But you're just using that money right now to just build your interest rate and build, you know what I'm saying, build your credibility when it comes to credit. People are talking about business. Bankruptcy. Oh, my God, bankruptcy. In 1980-something, you know, they said you can file bankruptcy. You're wiped out. From what I heard nowadays, bankruptcy, you actually have to pay it back now from, I think, what George Bush did, but don't quote me on that. But bankruptcy, people say, oh, bankruptcy gives me a second chance. Bankruptcy holds big weight on your credit. It can actually stop you from doing something that you want to do, you know. But once you erase your stuff with the bankruptcy, credit card companies are throwing you cards, giving you all these credit limits. You have to be able to be responsible to pay that off, because you don't want to be back in the same cycle. I suggest for some of these cats that are trying to get credit, a good credit card company to go to is, if you're starting off your business and you want a business account, I suggest that you go through, if you want a business account, I suggest that you go through a business account, go through SunTrust. They're good with small businesses. Also, PNC Bank. They're good with small businesses. Also, when it comes to business and it comes to getting your business together, some other things that I was throwing out there. A lot of people ask me, LLC, do I have to be an INC? No. An LLC, there's big major corporations that are LLCs. There's some Ruby Tuesdays that are LLCs. So you don't have to get an INC. An INC, you pay more taxes. With an LLC, you pay less taxes. All the reason about the two different things is that it's the tax back bracket. how much you're paying. You pay less taxes with an LLC, you pay more taxes than INC. And with an INC, they expect you to make a certain amount of money. You know what I'm saying? So to go safe route, LLC. You can still go into a corporation and stay under LLC. And if you want to have add other trade names under your business, you go there and you add another trade name through a DBA. A DBA is doing business as. You know what I'm saying? You know, so basically, you know, those are some of the things that I was talking to you about. And also we were talking about, you know, some places to go when it comes to your money and stuff like that. Merchant accounts. What are merchant accounts? What a merchant account is offers you the ability for whatever you're doing business for people to process money so it can go into your account. PayPal is a merchant account, which allows you to accept money. Visa has been one of the biggest situations that we've had with, you know, processing money. You know what I'm saying? So, but PayPal is a good one. Also, certain banks have virtual, card machines and stuff that give you merchant accounts that you can virtually get people. They can even do it through the phone and stuff. So if you're in, but you, the best thing to get a merchant account is when you're making at least $1,000 or $2,000 or so a month. So then you can maintain the maintenance of doing that. But at a small business, I don't suggest for you to get a merchant account right now at this moment. But I got retracked. Now I remember what I was talking about. In regards to credit cards, start off with prepaid cards. They give you a certain amount of money. You pay it back and you build up your credit, right? Okay. Also, if you go online, certain credit things that are added on your credit, delinquent accounts, you can dispute them. And if the people don't answer in time, they have the right to erase that off of your credit score. You understand what I'm saying? So you can dispute certain issues. Or you can sit there and go and check out Experian, TransUnion, all of those, and look at your credit score, and you sit down and look at all these companies, right? They're not really looking at medical bills. They're looking at either you own a house, you had a foreclosure, or you had a judgment on your stuff. You can still get in the house and stuff like that, even with, you know, the medical bills and stuff, but they're looking at judgments. Before they were talking about cell phone bills, but really they're not looking at those anymore because they've made the rate so low nowadays. But it's credit cards, whether it's a credit card, a gym membership or something like that. Anything that was kind of like finance is what they're looking for. So if you didn't have any of those, you chances are you still have a better chance of getting a house or whatever you're trying to do. 347, I see you. I'm going to bring you on in a second. When you're talking about business credit, they have a Plum card with American Express. I implore you to go check that out so you can build business credit. But don't go berserker when you see them giving you a $5,000 credit. You use that for emergencies and build your credit for your business. What your purpose is building credit for your business, not for yourself. You understand what I'm saying? So therefore, you can get other things through that, whether it's a building and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying, the Plum card. Also, if you're looking for new credit and you've done the bankruptcy and stuff like that, Capital One. Capital One has cheap rates, you know what I'm saying? You can use Capital One, you know. But like I said, I don't always suggest credit cards. My thing is paying with cash, you know what I'm saying? Pay with cash so you can at least know how much money you're spending. If the cash is gone, you have no money to spend. Let's also control our overdrafting rates, overdrafts, okay? Understand, even if they gave you a $700 limit on overdraft, doesn't mean go $700. Do you know that each time you overdraft, it's either $25, $35, or $30, and that adds up. And then you end up paying them more than what you spent, you know, guys. So we have to definitely be mindful of what we're spending. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for 347. You're live on Let's Talk About Business on Let's Radio Online. Speak your piece.
Seven lashes, money out, baby.
What up, Money L? What's popping?
I'm good. What's going on with you? I'm here. Yeah, talking about some good mouth, some good topic. I like that.
That's what it is, trying to educate our people, man, so they can step their game up out here.
They better. Trust me. A lot of people is in debt right now because, they step beyond their means. You know, so you definitely got to stay in your bracket. You know, you step out that bracket, they're going to tax you.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. You know? And, you know, and since you said that about taxes, taxes also, there's so many loopholes in taxes that we don't even know about that you can actually get write-offs for. So you guys need to research and look online. Do you know if you're taking care of somebody that's not even related to you, and that means that you're keeping up their upkeep, why do you think a lot of these record labels sign artists and they don't do anything with them? Because they're authorized to write that person off as just being a body. You can actually write somebody off. If you've been taking care of them for living with you, you know, feeding them and all that stuff, you can claim them on your taxes. That's why a lot of people take in the elderly, like their mother and parents, they can write them off on taxes.
Yeah.
You know? So that's another thing, you know, in regards to taxes. You already know you can claim a child. You already know that if you have a business, you keep your receipts. Everything is basically, you know, included in your business, whether it's a dinner at McDonald's. That's a business meeting, you know, your travel, you know. Also, you can write off if you're going through the easy pass, or you're going through tolls, you can take that receipts and you can file that. Gas, you can file that, you know. So, you know, these are tips that we need to take, you know, into play when it comes to business. Because I want everybody to basically, you know, be good out here, because this business thing is serious. And if you don't have your business together, I do not know what you're going to do with yourself. I have no idea. Money L, you have a business. Talk to us.
Yes, I do.
Talk to us. What made you start your own business, and what were some of the challenges?
Well, some of the challenges was to find an investor in the business, rather, that I was trying to do. Because, you know, right now, like you were talking about the banks. The bank's not really lending out no money to people unless you have, like, like an ill turnaround, you know what I mean? And a lot of people in our business don't have turnaround. So I had found me an investor, a couple of investors at times, and, you know, they wanted to always see the return within a couple of months. So I do music. You know, I'm gonna let these people know I do music. I have an artist from Memphis, and it's a label I started. Well, they started whatever, and then I'm partnered up with that business. And I became the president of the company. But now it's like I see a lot of the technical part of it, because I'm dealing with a lot of the accountants from the So what you were saying about the LLC. The thing about the LLC, what you was talking about too, how you were saying with the INC or whatever. With an LLC, that's like a lot of people don't know. Like when you started the LLC, that's like a one person's company. You know what I'm saying? So with that, your taxes will be on your personal, like your business taxes will also fall on your personal taxes too. So if your business falls, that means you will be in debt, literally, with that LLC. I don't know if a lot of people know about that.
Not really. With the limited liability, there's only a limited, on the first 2-3 years, because the first 2-3 years, they don't expect you to make any money. The first 2-3 years, your Social Security is tied to your business. After that, it becomes its own entity. It becomes its own entity. They don't really touch you. You know what I'm saying? Because, and it's not really, sole proprietorship is basically you own the company. You're sole proprietor. There's no other people and stuff. In the LLC, you can actually have board members and people under there, and also with the INC. And it doesn't have to be sole one person. Because I've also opened the LLC with several other members before prior. So you can also have several members in an LLC also.
Yeah, I encourage people to do the C Corp.
I didn't want to cut you off.
Who's that?
Right now, I was going to say what Les was saying, because when I filled mine out, you know what I'm saying, that's what they were saying too. They wanted to know who was going to be doing what and such forth and so on. So, you know what I mean? I agree with her on that as far as being more than one person, because they want to know who's handling what, so it's not just one person.
Yeah, but it's kind of tricky with that. Like, I started with my company, we did it as a C Corp. Meaning, like, a lot of things that happen if the company falls, it don't go on nobody's personal. Like, I don't like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you never know today. Say if my company is doing real good or whatever, I don't need nothing to be on my person. That's just me. I just didn't want that burden. Because you don't know today. Like, business starts today and next week, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, That's true. Yeah. I mean, that's the risk that we take as entrepreneurs.
No, you're right. Yeah.
Nah, but on some real, like, with me and my business, like, I had, like, when I was working, I started in the industry at a young age. I was, like, 15. So I was dealing with a lot of companies. Like, I started a company, and I was being, because, you know, in the game, you know, we don't, in order to go get a job, I never wanted to work for nobody. You know what I'm saying? And I was working with Def Jam, with Rockefeller, with a lot of labels, and I never had a job. I never was, as my name, I was never employed by those companies, but they hired my company, which I would see more money. You know what I'm saying? And I didn't really understand the terms of it, and I wound up owing all of about $80,000 in taxes. Like, I was caught up. Like, I was jammed up for a little while, so I had got some lawyers. I got some people, and I'm still getting that fixed today. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like I'm a little smarter about how I do my business. Like, I don't, like, because, like, risks like that, I ain't taking that. I didn't know that back then, you know? So it's like now it's like I'm getting real, like, with the accountants. I'm, like, in their office 24/7 trying to, like, really study that shit. I even went to go take tax classes. I got my tax certificate, literally, like, because it's like I can't be caught up in that game anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? You'll be paying more money to these people, and they don't really understand. You don't understand where your money's going. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, yep.
One thing about taxes, like, look, Ja Rule right now, who was making millions, is about to go to jail for 5 years for tax evasion, besides that gun charge that he had.
That's the same thing with your man Wesley Snipes.
A lot of them.
The thing about it is because they get into this industry, and this is what we employ so much on Lush Radio Online, on Let's Talk About Business, us as minorities. Most of us, the Caucasian children, or, you know what I'm saying, are groomed or even, you know, at least educated a little bit about finances. We're not. We're thrown into this game and we don't know anything about it. So therefore, bits and pieces after we've, like, failed, then we learn, okay, well, this ain't the right way to do it. But we don't educate our next people and let them know that, oh, these are certain things. You need to have an entertainment lawyer. A lot of people don't understand that. There's different lawyers. But you have to have the specific lawyer that can at least look over and express that is a professional, and in that field, which is being an entertainment lawyer, looking over your contracts, because people will put miscellaneous thing, that tiny little print will get you caught up in a situation. Okay. On top of that, you know what I'm saying, with accounting, you know, you can get a CPA, you know what I'm saying, somebody to go over there, or you can get a personal accountant, or I even suggest, get somebody that's at least doing accounting right now in college. Get them to at least, you know, start off with your business and help you with your books. Doing your own books, if you're getting small accounts, it's easy for at least for you to start doing it yourself. Go to Staples, Office Depot, any one of those. Get a book. Start from the date you started your business, when you started receiving money, when you started giving money out, and stuff like that, and put your books in. Everybody's books end in December. You start from the beginning of the month, your books end in December, the ending of the year. After that, you report your books. And also, if you have sales tax, which most companies do, they will call you and ask you, did you make anything? If you didn't make anything, you have to say and report zero. It doesn't matter. Anytime you have to report that zero, because if not, they will assume you make something, and therefore you will get taxed for it. So you have to report every month. I report my stuff every month. I call them. I say, look, this is the situation, bum, bum, bum. I pay my taxes, because the worst thing is they get caught up by IRS. They will come after you hard body. They don't play no games. They don't play no games, for real.
Tell me about it.
The main thing is I want to talk about, because everybody thinks having a business is easy. Books. Keeping your books straight. Now I'm going to tell you with a 501c3, non-for-profit. This is one of those situations where if you don't, you can kind of get a slight leeway with a start-off company, but when you're doing a 501c3, if your main people, your CFO, your CEO and everybody is not on point, and they don't report every last bit, because the government is giving you money. Companies are giving you money, not a little bit of money, big money. And that means you're liable for what bit of that money is going to. I don't care if you want to buy a piece of chewing gum. You have to report that. If not, they will come down on your ass so hard, you're going to wonder if you came or you went. Seriously. You know? So you have to report it. And getting a 501c3, a non-for-profit, is not easy. it takes close to a year. Unless you have somebody that can expedite and push your paperwork that you know in it, it takes close to a year to 2 years to even get approved. But once you get approved, you will open and receive any kind of money. And you can also pay yourself within that situation because you could be part of the staff. Also, this is another thing I want to throw out there to you. A lot of people are like, yo, I need to get a 9-to-5, da-da-da. You can actually, if you have your own LLC, a small business, talk to your accountant, whoever does your taxes. Tell them, how can I basically make it look like I'm working for myself? I'm my own employee. You might not have other employees. You're the one doing all the work, so you're employing yourself. Everybody else that deals with you is subcontractors. You don't have to do taxes for them. You can be your own employee. Everybody else is subcontractors. You pay them however you want to pay them. It's up to them to do their own taxes. You understand what I'm saying? But you can be caught up in some craziness, right? But with you go ask your tax preparer, you'll basically be paying yourself as a payroll. You'll be doing your own payroll and paying yourself, whether it's $50 or $100. But if you're still putting back in the business, that means you're taking losses at the end of the day. But you're reporting that. So, therefore, if you file taxes next month, you don't have to worry, oh, I got to have a 9-to-5 for them to take taxes. You're taking the taxes out of what you're paying yourself out of your business. So, therefore, you still can get a refund check. You know what I'm saying? So, it's so many different things that you can do when it comes to these taxes. It's so many things you can do when it comes to business. You know what I'm saying? But we don't take the time to learn or understand. So I'm throwing that out there for y'all, and I want y'all to go research this. Don't take my word for it. Go research and think if I'm lying. I'm telling you the truth, and I want to educate you. But Bugsy and Money L, you want to touch bases on anything we just talked about?
Well, I'm just surprised to hear that somebody else know really, like, and you really know all the terms and all that. That's what's up. We definitely got to understand basically, like, you know what I'm saying, what all those terms mean, because it's a lot of terms, and it is a lot of loopholes that you could get out of. Like, I learned, I'm not going to spill it over here, though, but I learned a lot of loopholes that I got through that's helping me in my business and my other tax problems that I didn't know, that I wouldn't have known if I didn't had an accountant. Like, my accountant has literally been in the game. Like, he's an older gentleman. Like, he's been in the game literally about over 40 years. My accountant, so it's like he know all the loopholes, literally, that's been out there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we definitely got to, and I would say, you know what I'm saying, if you could just sit with our accountant, and you know what I'm saying, if they could, you know what I mean, you can just pay them, like any business, even if your business is whatever, it's like you were talking about go get a college student. I would go and get like a, just so that somebody could educate you in the right direction, go to somebody that have experience. You don't got to stay with them. Just go talk to them. They'll talk to you. It's not because they want your business. You know what I'm saying? Just go talk to them. And then, you know, once you, like, kind of familiar with what you need to know, then you could go get a college student. Then you could engage them and tell them how you want your business run. And they'll help you out a lot.
Definitely. And also, they have software. This is how simple it is. Like, everybody's doing taxes and stuff. They do their own little tax preparing company and stuff like that. Them people don't know that. They got the software that they input the work in, and it automatically gives you the numbers. You can get your own software, QuickBooks, and find out anything you want to do in life, you can research online. This is why we have the World Wide Web. Go on there, and you can get the software to input your paperwork to go ahead and put in the stuff. If I do this, if I do that, how can I find loopholes? People can find out how to make a bomb online. So how the hell you can't find loopholes online? Come on, man.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just want to tell everybody, man, you know, Lush ain't giving this out for health, man. I just hope everybody, you know, jotting down this info. And also, you know, I'm pretty sure in everybody's neighborhood there's a place somewhere, somebody that can, you know, help them, lead them in that direction. They ain't got to go pretty far or too far. You just got to get up off your ass and do it at the end of the day, man. Make it happen.
Definitely. And like I said, I'm not like you said, I'm not doing this for my health. I'm doing this because I want to educate people. If somebody comes to me and say, "Yo, the information you gave me really helped me on what I needed to do, blah blah blah. I better myself. You know, I got my business together. Blah blah blah." I'm happy. I did my job, and this is what it's about. on Lush Radio Online is educating people and entertaining them at the same time, getting your business together. Because if I didn't sit there, I was procrastinating. I was just like everybody else. Damn, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I'm procrastinating. I'm working for the man. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with working for the man. But my thing is, if you're going to work a 9-to-5, work a 9-to-5 for a purpose, that eventually I'm going to leave this and I'm going to create my own business. So you have something to fall back into. You know what I'm saying? You can lose that job in a second. What happens after that? You know what I'm saying? So we have to prepare ourselves for the inevitable, you know, and never be scared to know what is that unknown. We have to walk out on faith to understand will we make it or not. We don't know, but at least you can say you tried. And some people never try in their life. And I'm asking you today to try and do that. And I got to remember and tell y'all, what are y'all listening to right now?
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
I just had to remind y'all, because if you don't know, now you know, bitch. We live in the building, man. There's so many things going on in the world. Our president, President Obama, was doing a fundraiser. He was out in New York City. New York City, the city of lights that never sleeps. He was there. My people told me, NYPD told me that, you know, they just shut it down over there. You know, this is crazy about Obama. When he comes through the street, they shut down the whole street. You can't move nothing until he gets into his destination, and then they open up the traffic and stuff. So he was out there. He shut down New York City and stuff like that. You know, also endorsements. Endorsements are a good thing. You know, you see your chick, Kim Kardashian. Now she's doing sketches. You know what I'm saying? She's doing sketches. It's amazing how you just slob a knob and all of a sudden you become an overnight superstar. Besides your father being, you know, part of lawyers and this, that, and the third. But I'm just saying, you slob a knob and now all of a sudden you become a superstar. Where they do that at? If it was a black chick, it'd be a different story. That's why I tell you to invest in yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because not all of us are blessed to just slob a knob and become overnight superstars. I don't knock a hustle. Keep doing what you do. I wish they would open up them opportunities for black chicks.
they turn in the knob to open the door.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. Fred the Godson got a hot song with your man Votto, you know what I'm saying, called Headbanger. It's crazy, you know what I'm saying? I heard that joint. I was impressed. You know what I'm saying? Fred is doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Taking it to the next level. But I do advise all rappers, all MCs, you don't always got to be a rapper. You could be a photographer. You could be a manager. You could do that. And since we talk about managers, shout out to Lethal Lips. She did great at my party this past weekend. It was retarded. And my party in New York for my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Lethal Lips is available to do, you know what I'm saying, any kind of event, music, video, photos, all that. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. And she's sexy as hell. And it's really soft. She's soft. But holla at your girl. You know what I'm saying? Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush, man, if you want to book her and everything like that. And if you want to book any one of our hosts on Lush Radio Online to do your next event, holla at us, man. Hit us at lushradioonline@gmail.com. You already know what it is, man. And, you know, tomorrow is Street Queens of Movement, and Friday is Get F Out of Here Fridays. And then, you know, it's Emma E2K on E2K on the Spot. Y'all already know what it is, man. Every idea begins from somewhere. Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, all of these things started from somewhere. That's why I'm asking you to start from somewhere and create a business and don't lose and don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, we have to do it because nobody else is going to do it for us. You know what I mean? But I like this song right here, so I'm going to go ahead and play this joint. We're going to be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. Cameron Votto speaking in tongues, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio Online, man. Let's talk about business, man.
You win. Bottle. Yeah, you doing your thing, ma. Uh-huh. Ass crack is seen out of your jeans, ma. Uh-huh. Let me place the single right in between, ma. Ha. Late night, you can let him in. Tell a friend how much I to spend. Most definite. Wherever my crew at, it's most definite. Huh. You ain't got no wins in me, Clasa. Marciano's hopping out of bins like a monster. Pasta, Pellegrino, penny, yellow vodka. Lobster, Filipino talking to me proper. Whoa, you go slime, it's your time. Put your presents in the air and let that gold shine. My, what's really, what's good, good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say. The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Mix coke and rum, we got us both know. Like what you say.
Check. Mommy like athletes, I start to laugh again. What's your last name, Boo Kardashian? Yeah, I got owner money. Motorcycles, motorhomes, yeah, I own it, honey.
Yeah.
Rap now, change plans. Might have seen me on Gangland. Count numbers, Rain Man, bowling alley, stay in your lane, fair. Check the check though, exo, neck glow, chain borrow, hollow, echo, tech blow, wet though, let's go, metropolitan area, killer with the X-flow. I do what I do, what I does, I do what I want, love is love. My nickname is Big Gang Shit, man. Ice on the arm, no wrist sprain.
My, what's really, what's good, good, cause if I get some, have a speaking in tongue. Like what you say. The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Make coke and rum, we got us both know. Like what you say. Tell me something I wanna hear. Trench coat and heels is nothing you wanna wear. Put your friend on, she wanna stare. Chicks like airs every weekend, I wanna pair. It's a family affair, only the fam here.
Yeah.
Whole Harlem, uptown, we stand here.
Yeah.
Chrome bottles, bracelets, the chandelier. No bottle, ain't rich, but damn near. As long as this man Cam near, they like Remo and Sam running the Tangier. Like what you said, dear? Enough talk, went to G4, the land where? My, what's really, what's good? Cause if I get some, have a speaking income. Like what you say. The rock poppin', what's poppin'? Make coke and rum, we got us both know. Like what you say.
You already know what it is. Cameron and Votto right there speaking in tongues, man. It's crazy. I got another joint. Fred the Godson, Votto. I don't know if y'all heard this joint, man. It's called Headbanger. It's crazy. But I got a quick announcement to make. You know what I'm saying? My dude, you know what I'm saying? He's part of a motorcycle club called Legendary Trap Mobs. And you know what I'm saying? They're doing a Mother's Day weekend car show and motorcycle show. So if you're into motorcycles, car shows, it's going to be flashy, crazy. You know what I'm saying? High 97 going to be there. And if the weather is good, they're going to have a car wash. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be located at Lincoln Technical Institute in Queens, New York. So all clubs, all motorcycle clubs is invited. You know what I'm saying? For more information, contact 347-722-3700, DB Mike, or on BBM, hit 235-DA-6DB, DB Mike, holla at them about the car show. It's going to be bananas. Y'all already know what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Don't forget to log on to www.lushradioonline.com for all the good news. I got the hot new video from your boy Chris Breezy. You know what I'm saying? Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Oh, I'm getting paper. Busta Rhymes killed it. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, I don't know, he like, Chris Brown had his, like Optimus Prime mask on. It was crazy. I was freaked out at first, but it was crazy. But it was hot at the same time, and he was killing it. And Chris Breezy is, like, taking it to the next level. If you haven't picked up his album, it's called Fame. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, my fans are my everything. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing, like, taking it to the next never level. Man, he got this song called Wet the Bed. Is retarded bananas. I'm going to play it on Friday on that new music shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying, he got joint with Justin Bieber. You know, he got a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's hot, but they killed it on that joint. The dance moves is crazy. The video is bananas. Chris is in it to his whole graffiti thing, man. It's all incorporated in that. It's bananas. So check it out on www.lushradioonline.com. Y'all already know what it is, man. So we back in the building. Let's talk about business. We got 20 minutes on the clock. What it do, baby? I'm back with Money L and my man Bugsy. What it do?
What it do, Lush? Lush.
Ain't nothing much, man.
Surviving right quick, you know. Y'all get my record up. Y'all get my record up there too, Lush.
Get your record up. You ain't send me nothing, man. You be over there playing over there, son. You be playing
over there, son. Nah, you know, I'm a marketing genius, baby. I like to, I mean, market stuff. So, you know, I'm going to do a little quick plug. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The Key to King, Future, and Gucci and Waka out there in the A is crazy big right now. If you Google that name, you'll see it's going crazy. That's that risk, you know what I mean?
That's what it is. That's what it is.
The record is creeping up on everybody right now.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? Got to put that plug in that jizz on it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely plug that record there.
Yo, also, man, I got to shout out my man Bugsy, for real. Bugsy, I love Bugsy, man. My man Bugsy came through, said, I'm stepping into your town, my G. Bugsy came through for the birthday party, man. Showed the kid mad love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's why I love Boston, man. I'm invading Boston soon, yo. I'm going to bring Lethal with me. We about to tear that shit up early.
Hey, let's make it happy, Captain. You know, Lethal told me my Twitter picture was popping. I told her thanks to you and Lush, man. You know what I'm saying? You made my picture hot, man. You know, I'm standing next to the two lovely lumptious ladies. You know, I told Lethal she almost made me bust one, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that ass is next to me almost. Hey, fellas, if you ain't seen Lethal in person, I'm trying to tell you, man. You know, it takes a lot, man. But that little juicy ass, man, it had me. Shout out to Lethal, man.
For real. Yo, she gave me the crazy lap dance, son, for my birthday. Crazy. Jumped on me and everything. I was like, damn.
I got Luke in the background. Let's get it.
For real, man. I'm about to chop up that video. That birthday video will be on YouTube, Facebook, all that. So check for that, man. It's going to be crazy, man. You're going to see Lethal giving me that lap dance. You're going to see Dana Dane. Yo, we had Dana Dane in the building, son. He hung out for, like, mad long, too. You know what I mean?
Hey, Lush, I don't know if you peeped it, but that's the only person I let talk to my sister, man. Everybody got the strong arm that night, B. They the only one I got to talk to my sister, man. As they give me cast the arm, like, yo, fall back, man. That's my little sister, B. Fall back. I had to stiff you, man.
For real, man, I got to play this joint because I like this song right here. Fred the Godson featuring Votto, Headbanger, Remo the Hitmaker. Stop playing games. You need to come on the show, man. What it do, baby, man? Let go.
Fred the Godson. Votto. That's what y'all been waiting for, right? Up shop, fiends rushing. Drago, for the record, I came with the Mac Serato. Too bad the ladies praise him. Shorty call me Durag and kinda waving. What you wanna get into is in the days in. Room president, you Bush, Reagan. She a model and she look Asian. Me and Votto like Reggie Bush on a raven. Shorty said I tried to game her. I came in a crib unexpected. Prima, I get down GS. No Chris Brown BS. Medallion the size of a Nintendo DS. Shirt Italian, chain on the 3X. Every verse styling, stop the beat, BX. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block is. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Cause you ain't ready for this headbanger. Seen everything but Christ. Ask me, these niggas is everything but nice.
like you see me in everything but mics. I doubt that, cause I don't do everything, just Nike. Boomerang, I'm the next Marcus. Smooth as Eric when they barefoot on the red carpet. No wonder, no good in the bread market. Pardon, but make sure them bottles that's red sparkling. Don't stop, let the beat build. What's your mortgage, car note? That's a cheap bill. Don't worry about it, I got it long as we speak still. When nothing out of this nothing, that's a whole week fill. Wish I could bring HUD back, chill. Fuck that, chill. Fuck that, fuck that. Getting money for six, frontin', we love that. Pulling out in the six, starting, we does that. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. Like what, you need Jiffy? Catch a heart attack, who heart of black? Got the whole X in here and where Harlem at? Like my first deal, I've been the problem cat. Money train full speed, ain't no stopping that.
Fast, rapid, I live the way I rap it. Ripping it off the plastic, come I'll show you some traffic. I got some caskets, things start to get drastic. My gun's from Germany, Dirk Nowitzki, the Mavericks. Cuban in the front like the owner. Stash the pounds of sour cause the aroma. 34 for that Melody Fiona. Pray to God's the one, that's what I told ya. I break the china with the chopsticks. Then I count what the block get. Then I wake up with your top chick. Oh, shit.
Cause you ain't ready for this head banger. Cause you ain't ready for this head banger. Cause you ain't ready for this head banger.
Are you ready for this headbanger, man? It's crazy right now. Let's Radio Online. We live in the building, man. Vital. Fred the Godson. Headbanger. Remo the Hitmaker. Bring back Huddy Six, man. You already know what it is. Rest in peace, man. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Let's Radio Online, man. Giving you what you need, what you want. Filling your system up, man. Like it's a freaking injection, man. Giving you that lethal injection of Lush Radio Online, man. We live in the building, shutting it down, talking to you about business, because you know what it is. It is our business to give you what you need, baby. www.lushradioonline.com, E2K Enterprises, you know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday, man, I had this clown, my dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I had this clown, my dude. You guys on Twitter need to get your mind right, man. For real. I ain't even going to mention Shorty's name, but I'm just going to tell you the situation. Shorty hits me up. Mind you, people know Lethal Lips is her. Lethal knows to tell Cass to hit me up because I'm her manager, right? You know what I'm saying? And she's doing her job when she tells them to hit me up, right? So, Shorty hit her up, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Then hits me up on a DM, yo, she's stuck up. I'm like, yo, first and foremost, you want to get somebody to do something for you, but you calling them stuck up. I'm like, she's not stuck up. She's real down to earth. You must have came to her sideways. So I called her. She said, yo, I told him to talk to my manager, which is me. I'm like, you ain't do nothing wrong. You know what I'm saying? So I hit Shorty. Shorty hit me up. He like, da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get her on This Is 50. Dumbass doesn't know that she's already been on This Is 50. You know what I'm saying? You know, oh, da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? They ain't asked for her, but I'm just saying, yo, my G, you're not doing nobody a favor. She is a star. You understand what I'm saying? She is the commodity. You know what I'm saying? Nobody need no flavors for you, man. So my G starts saying all this. I said, yo, I decline, because you can't even tell me who you linked up with on This Is 50, my G. Get out of here. Who you running game with your 626 followers on freaking Twitter? Get out of here, son. Get out of here. So then my G, right, he goes back with this buffoonery clown shit and goes on there and says, yo, what'd he say? He said, yo, I talked to Lethal manager. She blew it. She blew it? Blew what? Who are you? Get out of here. So So then my man start acting reckless and stuff, this, that, and third. I said, yo, you are a clown. I'm a vet. Don't play these stupid games with me, man. Get off my Twitter wall writing all this stupid stuff. So I block my G. You know what I'm saying? Then he starts writing these words and stuff on there, like I wrote it, talking about, yeah, I apologize to him. I said, yo, you are a clown. Then he started telling all my followers to follow him. Yo, why you try? Yo, to all them cats that's trying to come up off my followers, get out of here. It's not going to work. You're a clown.
Where they do that at?
Where do they do that at, man? Clowns, man. Get out of here.
That's like a nigga trying to holler on the street. I know shorty, can I talk to you? She keep walking. Hey, yo, mom, what's good? Well, fuck you then, bitch. Yo, shorty won't give me no pussy. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. What's wrong with cats nowadays, B?
Yo, shout out to my cousin, you know what I'm saying, with her beautiful babies, you know what I'm saying, Kemi. You know what I'm saying? Her, you know, cute little baby she got. They just so beautiful. Yo, shout out to everybody that's doing their thing. And shout out to the cats that know what real cartoons are, man. You know what I'm saying? These cartoons nowadays, man, is whack, man. Shout out to them cats that know about them Thundercats. You know what I'm saying? What about them Thundercats and that He-Man and She-Ra, man? You know what I'm saying? Thundercats, ho!
You already know. Yo, me and my pops was just talking about that the other day, man. Like, we don't watch this bullshit, man. Because you got old school,
you know,
flavor.
Man? Where them real cartoons at, man?
Tom and Jerry, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some Tom and Jerry popping off like we used to. No words.
You know what I'm
saying?
Where Tom and Jerry at? You know what I'm saying? Where the little mouse at? You know what I'm saying? Where the little mouse that used to speak French?
Yo, the road running the coyote.
Where Pepe,
you know?
Le Pew at? You know what I'm saying? Speedy Gonzalez, Mighty Mouse, man. You know what I'm saying? Gigantor. You know what I mean? Where Speed Racer at?
Yeah, let me get the snorkel. You gotta get the snorkel. You know,
oh,
you know,
come along with the snorkel. Sing along with the snorkel.
Bringing it back on them. Oh, you already know.
Bringing it back. Well, where the Smurfs at? Smurfette and all that, man. Gargamel.
My gosh,
man.
You already know.
Yo, what happened to the gummy bears, son? Cabbage.
She brought it back on them. What
puppy,
hey, Gumby. Gumby. Can't forget Gumby.
Gumby was clutch. Yo, where is Gumby at? Yo, if I see Gumby, I'll start geeking, man. Where is
Gumby
at?
Gumby was so hot, he had his own haircut. I'm about to go get the
Gumby,
my dude. Gumby
gave people the Gumby, son. Gumby gave, he started a trend, a hairstyle, Gumby, son. Wow.
Let's
Gumby,
get it.
Son. Remember the romper room back in the day, the romper room? Yo, or throwing it back, man. We throwing it back, man. We ain't playing no games out here, son. Y'all can't even step your cartoon game up.
We don't watch
SpongeBob. What about the Ronin Warriors out there, man? Come on, man. What about that G.I. Joe Extreme, you know what I'm saying? What about that G.I. Joe out there? What about them Transformers? Or not that new ish back in the day. When you made the sound effect.
They had no graphics. We ain't had no good graphics. You know what I'm saying? Graphics was horrible back then.
Graphics was ugly, son.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of
remember
people...
them. Remember the Lost Boys? Them back in the day, movies and stuff. Little Monsters and all that junk with Fred Savage. Wonder Years.
Wonder Years was a joint. Let's bring it back.
Silver Spoon, Small Wonder.
Oh, yo, what you know about Silver Spoons?
Come on, man.
You know about Lil Alfonso. That's what Lil Alfonso started
Alfonso.
At,
man.
Come on, man.
We throwing it back, man.
What about the joint? I think it was like Small Wonders or something. The chick was a robot, and they used to plug everything up.
Wonder, you know what I'm saying? Facts of Life, Punky Booster, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Remember, Saved by the Bell, Head of the Class.
Oh,
yeah, you know
Saved
what I'm
by
saying?
The Bell was great.
Remember them old movies, The Breakfast Club, Pretty in Pink. You know what I'm saying?
16 Candles.
Real, man.
You already know. When you say The
Top
Breakfast Club, you mess with the boys, you get the horns.
Freaking Ferris Bueller. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, that's my joint. That's my joint right there, man.
You know? Taking it back, man, the 80s was the year, man. I don't care what nobody say. The 80s and the 90s was popping, man. Remember the song?
What about I'm Gonna Get You Sucker?
Oh man, remember the fish, the fish tank, it. Fish tank joint.
Oh man.
Yo, remember stonewashed jeans, used jeans. Remember
tie dye shirt.
Yo, tie dye was popping back in the day.
You had the cross colors.
Yo, remember the Aquanet spray, son? Aquanet.
Eight ball jackets. Let's bring it
back.
Yo,
eight ball jackets.
the original Speedos in the summertime. We tell that
for
nigga go put some real clothes
real.
On.
For real. Remember the MC Hammer pants, son?
Oh, you say like eight niggas. Yeah, you can say like eight niggas in each leg. Let's get it. We
for
out
real.
Here.
Real.
Oh, what about that with Crisscross? Everybody's when they close back was.
Oh
back
yeah, Crisscross will make you jump. Make it jump.
I know they like jump.
But they came around like this guy.
Because I'm
I missed the bus.
Back,
ow, I missed the bus. Ow.
Oh yeah, that joint too.
Remember another bad creation back in the day?
Oh yeah. Can't forget about that. Oh, well, speaking of Media Man, Media Man had everybody in that movie. You can't forget about Media Man.
No, remember Alf, son?
Oh, Alf? Oh, yeah, Alf. What's the other one? Harry and the Hendersons?
Oh, my
that
God. That was the throwback. Remember that dude that was like, it was a white dude, but he was a computer face and stuff? You remember that dude? He was like a computer face, and he would wear this, like, dress suit, but he would, like, I think he was Max. I forgot what his name was, but it was back in the day. He was like this computer dude, and he had like his own show or movie or something.
Oh, then, I think I know what you're talking about. I'm trying to get that name off the tip of my tongue.
And remember Mick at Night, the little moonhead dude from McDonald's?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And freaking, man, it was so much things, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
That. Are you afraid of the dog? All that old.
Oh man, Goosebumps.
Yeah, what are we? Keenan and Kel. Can't forget Keenan and Kel. Come on, let's take it back.
Remember, you can't do that on television when they were slamming people and all that.
Uh-huh.
Oh man, that's when Nickelodeon was popping. The Mickey Mouse Club, M-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yo, remember they had that? That's how they started with the Disney Channel and all. They had their radio stations popping. They
the radio station. Radio Disney back in the day. That joint was popping back then, though.
That was
whack now.
can't forget about the A-Team, Knight Rider, MacGyver, all that, man. Let's get it in.
Wonder Woman, Incredible Hulk, son.
Oh, yeah, you already know. You got to get the Justice League, Captain America, and all them, man. The original X-Men.
We taking it back, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We talked about business. We gave y'all some music. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we just having flashbacks to the 80s and 90s, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk more about this on Friday, man. If you're tuning in, it's Lush Radio Online, man. Oh, I'm a champion. You a champion. I like this song from Chipmunk and Chris Breezy. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. But for some of y'all ladies, man, I'm going to give y'all a reiteration of last night on the midnight hour. I got this hot from your boy, Chris Breezy, featuring Luda called Wet the Bed. Wet the Bed, man. And for y'all ladies, I would ask you guys to get like a towel or something to stop the wetness that might be coming out, you know, when you hear this song. Shout out to my man, Chris Breezy. You know what I'm saying? He rapping and singing out here. You know what I'm saying? Check for it. Follow us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online. Bugsy, put your information out there for the people.
All right. That Twitter is still standing strong. At Bugsy_RIP_stack. That's BUGZY_RIP_STACK. If you want to find me on that Facebook, that's /TheRealBugsy. Holler at me, man. I definitely follow back and talk back, man.
Definitely, man. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, everybody that follows us, shows us mad love. We love you. If ain't nobody tell you they love you today, we love you together. And you are a champion, man. No matter what people say, no matter what they may do, the only person that can hold you back is yourself. Stop procrastinating. Stop wasting time. Go out there and do what you got to do. Because we are the people's voice. Lush Radio Online. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. And don't forget, don't turn that dial. Champion, and we out. Peace.
Whenever they say you can't take the tee off, I remember when they told me I wouldn't be famous. Now my dream and reality is simultaneous. And work your own way to the top. If they put you on the pedestal, they could take you off. And there's a higher level than the top. You gotta make more, don't make do with what you got. Yeah, so go and get it in, sunny. Not everybody gets a second chance of getting money or even getting lucky. So you gotta feel the hunger in your tummy.
With the bricks they throw in the black and white world, two colors show. Change if you want, everybody grows. And life's like an ill, but try and get a hold. Opinions ain't facts, take them in and let them go. Go.
You made me who I am. Some people.